The car that had turned in was a new Mercedes sedan that had that rented or leased look to it. You can always tell. The driver was negotiating the lane cautiously now, but I couldn't see who it was because the afternoon sun bounced off the windshield, creating a glare. Still, I kept on watching until the car disappeared beneath the pines in front of the house. I went back to tying the last square knot into the swing's rope, and I remember thinking that perhaps I should get a book and teach myself to tie at least one or two other kinds when Ruth came out on the porch and looked up. "You've got visitors," she said.
"I have, or we have?"
"You have. Mr. Murfin and Mr. Quain."
"Ah,
yes," she said.
"Ah.
Well, maybe you'd better tell them that I'm not here." "I already told them that you are." I thought about it for a moment. "Okay, on the porch. We'll do it on the porch." "You want a little something?" I thought again, trying to remember. "Bourbon," I said. "They both drink bourbon."
"The good bourbon or the other?"
"The other,"